ain't no sponsor deals around here.
You said what?
I said ain't no sponsorships around here.
Nah, no sponsorships yet, but we on the way though.
On the way.
But yes. How y'all doing? We back with the Wolfpack Podcast. Episode 7. We gonna go this way. So I'm Tory.
Tay.
Jay.
You know what I'm saying? Tory, Tay, Jay. Feel me? That shit rhyme for real. Listen. I'm going to tell the truth right now. I'm drunk.
Damn, you going to start off with that?
Yes, I'm drunk.
Hey, man. You just going to snitch on yourself.
Listen. Today was 30 days. It was a celebration. Because I ain't going to lie. I'm going to tell y'all the truth. I was depressed, going through some shit. And I got addicted to alcohol for a few months. Today marked 30 days of no drinking, no clubbing, and no smoking. And I ain't been fucking no bitches. No women, my fault. Because my mama gonna see this. No women. I'm sorry, Lord. But,
Oh my gosh, bro.
Anyway.
Why do we just start this shit like this?
I had a little cocktail earlier.
Little?
To celebrate. And guess what? After that cocktail, I ain't thinking about another drink. I ain't thinking about another drink. You feel me? All right, bet. So.
Why we let him start it off like this?
I don't know, because he always do.
You know? But today's episode, we're going to start it off. We're talking about friendship. You know what I'm saying? Because me personally, I feel like a lot of people have friendships that are either one-sided or that's not like, you know, bettering you, you know, in a sense. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, for example, what was his name? Ruggs, the NFL player?
Yeah.
Henry Ruggs. You know, all his friends were around him and he was drunk and they still let him try to drive home by himself. You know what I'm saying? And stuff like that. You don't need those type of friends around you. You know what I'm saying? You know, you need people around you that's going to, like, check on you and look out for you for the better. So, my opinion is, you know, a lot of times people don't want to, you know, when you try to tell them that the people that they hang around is not good for them, they so lost in the friendship and the fun aspect that they don't really see the consequences of being around this person. So I just kind of wanted to, so we going to start it off by like trying to like, you know, let y'all be aware of like, you know, the type of people that you want around you and give examples. So, you know what I'm saying? Either one of y'all want to start it off. You can kind of give our thoughts.
You are who you hang around, so
Most definitely.
I try to hang around productivity, you know. If people are worried about, you know, every which thing but their money, I don't want to hang out with them. If people, you know, because I'm trying to get right with God, and, you know, I've been doing really, really well with refraining from, you know, sexual thoughts, masturbation, lust. And so, you know, when I notice that I'll get around people, you know, if they're, you know, peeping ass or just like, you know, talking about, you know, sex in a, just in like is they own, like they main priority,
like they,
like they, like they just wake up in the morning with that morning wood and they gonna get it solved regardless, you know. Like it's just not something I want to be around on a day-to-day basis. Not like a like a judgmental thing, but I feel like who you are around, you know, every day should be people that are walking the same path that you are. Like, you know, if you're trying to go out and get pussy, you ain't finna hang out with me.
Because
I ain't trying to, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Me personally, I always go by the thing, like, show me who your friends are and I can show you where you're gonna be at in 5 years. Like, it all depends on you. If you are the smartest person in your friend group, you are in the wrong friend group. And that's just being completely honest. Like, you need people that are going to benefit your life and make you want to do better. You shouldn't be the one in your friend group that's always on his shit. Everybody else is around here messing up. Everybody is around not doing the same thing as you. The productivity level is just not there. You surround yourself with people who always want to do better and who have the same mentality as you. Like, if you're around a whole bunch of people who are hungry, when one of y'all make it, all of y'all should make it. Like, everybody should be on the same type of time, same type of grind. Like, it shouldn't always be laugh, giggles, like, we all go out, blow money and stuff like that. Nah, we need to be investing. We need to be saving. We need to be on the same type of time. You need to plan your life for 10 years in advance. I'm not living in the moment. I'm making money moves right now. So when I'm in my 30s and my 40s, I can live life to be free. I ain't trying to be behind no counter helping nobody out when I'm in my 40s. I need to be at desk somewhere on the 22nd floor living great. And my friends need to be doing the same thing. Like, I don't want to have to always work for somebody. I want to eventually work for myself. And it takes time to get there. But your friend groups will help you get there. Like, if all of y'all bust y'all ass and grind right now, dog, the rest of y'all lives, y'all could be set. So it all depends on who you surround yourself with. And y'all all have to have the same mentality, the same grind, and the same hustle. Always want better for not just you, but for your guys. Like, your friends should want to see you succeed. You don't want to just sit there and have that one friend that's always having shit happen to him, always down, always upset, can never do anything right. Hey, man, if you can't get your shit together, me and you don't need to be in the same clique no more. I got a lot of love for you, but I got to benefit myself and know how to step away from friends that don't apply or do good in my situation, in my life. Don't get me wrong, I wish everybody the best and happiness and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, we all got to be on the same type of time. And that's just in general, generally speaking, with whatever group of friends you got. Like, if everybody, like how he's saying, if everybody is on pussy and that's what they want to go get, cool. That's your friend group. Y'all go do that. Me and mine, hey, we going to be at the house chilling, drinking at the house, talking about money moves. Mm-hmm. Like, what can we do next? Not in the moment. What can we do next? After this move, what's the next move? Man, it's not checkers, it's chess.
Neither is really wrong. It's just like phases of life, you know? Like, when I was in my, I mean, I guess I'm still in my early 20s at 22, but when I was, you know, 20, 21 and, you know, active duty in Hawaii, I was chasing pussy every weekend, you know? But now that I'm here, bro, and I'm a full-time college student, I work, like, I'm going to church, it's like, is different. I wasn't necessarily being a bum then. Yeah. You know, I wasn't broke. I was in the army. I had a job. I had a car. I was good. But it's just like, you know, there's like, there's maturity and mentality shifts, you know? So, yeah. Like, it's like, you know, people will be quick to call you fake. Like you said, if you try to separate yourself, but it's like, you know, I'm not saying you're a bad person or you're living wrong. I don't have love for you. It's just you are putting me in situations I don't want to be in.
That know? Part. And I feel like you do.
And that ain't your people. Friend if they putting you in that, you know?
That part. I would say true friend. You could look at your true friend and tell them, hey, you need to get your shit together.
Yeah.
Like, I would feel like you hanging with the wrong people if they can't give you straight up advice. Like, the conversation we just had before this even started is straight up advice. You could say something, I may feel one way about it, but when you have two people that feel a certain way about it and they actually are homeboys and you literally respect what they tell you because it's real, that's when you know you got true friends. Like, I'm not going to take what they say and be like, man, fuck that. Nah, I don't want to do that. Nah, I take what they say and be like, damn, y'all are making me look at it from a different point of view. We all on the same type of time, but it's just like, y'all make me see it in a different view. So we can have disagreements, but it's also a different respect level for it. Like, he can correct me, and I'm going to be like, all right, cool. I fucked up. That's my bad. It's not no animosity. It ain't no anger. It ain't nothing. Because these are my homeboys. I respect them. They're not going to shoot me in the wrong direction. They're going to want what's best for me the same way I would want what's best for them. And that's just how you know you have real friends. If I wouldn't go to Notorious and let him make a stupid decision. Like, I wouldn't. I'd be like, hey, dog, I feel as you should do this, or point A, point B, point C. And he'll be like, all right, cool. In the same way, he would come tell me the same thing. We dogs. I got your back at the end of the day. We on the same type of time. I'm not going to let you make no stupid decision. And then now I'm sitting there like, damn, I let him do that. Or a decision I'm going to regret later on. Like, I feel like we, us three especially, can tell each other anything or be straight up with each other and not hold anything back. And I feel like that is a problem with certain friend groups or certain people you hang around. Like, when you tell them something for the betterment of them, because you understand what they got going on, you understand what position they're in, they take that shit and be like, you're not my damn parents. oh, you're not my mama, you're not my daddy. And I'm just like, nah,
yeah,
I'm your homeboy, I'm your friend. I've been here with you for X amount of years. Like, I understand you, and I want what's best for you. A lot of people, like, a lot of friends that you have ain't gonna say that. They're gonna let you fuck up. And a lot of people got, like, bad intentions for you, even though they in the same circle as you. Like, they're gonna be like, oh, yeah, go ahead and do that. And then when you sitting here down bad, they're gonna be like, yeah, I knew that was gonna happen anyway. Good job, nigga. Like, nah, tell me straight up. Hey, nah, I don't think you should do that. Save me a bad decision. Like, help me out. And I feel like a lot of people F that up nowadays.
Yeah, it's kind of like a lot of people only want you for the good times.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They don't want to have you there when you trying to tell them right from wrong. You know what I'm saying? And at the end of the day, you know, it's cool to have, you know, those good time friends. But at the end of the day, like, you need to, you are like y'all said, like, you are a product of who you hang around. So if you only want people there for the good times, that means you not holding yourself accountable for consequences, and they not telling you right from wrong. So it's like the blind leading the blind. And then it's a thing where I've heard a lot of people are scared to tell their friend right from wrong because they don't want to lose the friendship. But at the end of the day, the thing is, like, why the fuck are you scared to talk to your friend and try to give them right from wrong? If that's supposed to be your friend, you should be comfortable coming to them. And if you're not comfortable coming to that person that you so-called call your friend, then that's not your friend. Because why would I be around you, around y'all, when everything cool? You know, we out, we chilling, we drinking, we doing whatever. But then as soon as, like, say I'm wilding, like, I'm doing some foul shit, yeah, or I'm doing some shit where, like, I'm think it's cool, but y'all can see that it's fucking the environment up.
Yeah.
And y'all know I'm tripping, and y'all don't say nothing. Because at the end of the day, if I'm doing it, I'm not thinking nothing of it anyway. But if y'all seeing how it's affecting the environment, y'all not saying nothing, y'all just as bad as me. And why would I want y'all around me? Not blaming y'all for the dumb mistakes or the stuff I'm doing, but, like, anybody will appreciate positive criticism.
Yeah.
Like, I see you out somewhere and you making a scene.
Yeah.
And I know you're making a scene, and I know how it's affecting everybody, and I don't say nothing. I'm just letting you wild out.
Or certain shit, like, you know, I was handling all whichever shit of my business throughout the past couple weeks, but I wasn't putting them clothes up. And you,
you know what I'm saying?
You know, you was like, bro, you cleaned your car, you done did your homework, you done been to work. But, you know what I'm saying?
You still got the clothes in the washer.
Yeah, and so, you know, I put them bitch up, you know?
Yeah. I mean, that's like something real simple, but that's like an example.
Yeah, he had my back with
you. Know what I'm saying? Because, like, you know, if I wasn't there, they probably would have been in there today.
You know, I could have made excuses. I could have been like, oh, but I've been
doing this and that,
and handling this or whatever. You know?
I will say that's one thing, like, especially fucking with Notorious. That nigga do not let you slip. Like, if he sees shit twice, he going to be like, so you still ain't do this shit?
Yeah.
And he going to be like, hey, but, like, I'm just going to let you know. Like, we've been chilling for a minute. That shit ain't move. You good? You ever gonna fold them clothes up? Like, you done picked outfits out of that pile of clothes, but you ain't fold them. You know,
and the thing is, like, it's not me being perfect in my life and what I'm doing. It's just, I'm just calling my friend out that I care about out on some shit that I know can become a habit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that's, like, some stuff I do. Like, some decisions I make. You know what I'm saying? They look at me the same way, like, bro, why are you doing this or why are you doing that? Or they'll be like, why are you doing it this way? So they can get an understanding of why I'm moving the way I'm moving. But at the end of the day, that's the type of friends you want around you. People that's going to hear your understanding, or people that's going to give you advice on some stuff that they know that can be done differently, or that they have done that you don't have to go through. But when you try to have friends that are, you know, just yes men, pretty much. Yes men, yes women, because females, because some girls, because I know a lot of females that fall out with their homegirls because their homegirls don't agree with what they doing the whole time. You wrong, and you in the wrong. Mm-hmm. But they didn't want to hear it. So because their homegirl not on their page, or their homeboy not on their same page, now they don't want to talk to each other. But at the end of the day, your homeboy, homegirl is right. You know what I'm saying? And there's been a lot of times where people have confided in me about their best friend. And I'm like, but you wrong. Mm-hmm. They don't want to hear that. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? And that's just like the, that's the, and that's why I feel like that's had something to do with loyalty as far as a friend, because, you know, we, if, you know what I'm saying? I've known them for 10 years plus, bro. 10 years plus. So, meaning that, like, I'm ready to, like, live my life, you know, get old, and they still my homies. You know what I'm saying? But it's just, like, in doing that, your friends can't be there just for the good times. They got to be there to for the bad times. Because friends argue. Me and him done bickered before.
Bad, too.
You know what I'm saying? And look where we at. Still cool. You know what I'm saying?
That's my brother, y'all.
Like, so that's, like, that's like one of them things. And me and him got views, you know, about politics and stuff like that that we don't agree on. But we understand where each other coming from. And because we have the maturity to sit and listen to one another, we can still coexist with each other and still be friends. Because he not saying you wrong, you need to do this. And I'm not saying he wrong, you need to do this. He hear my point, I hear his point. And we come to an understanding and we move on. But a lot of times people don't want to do that with their friends. Mm-hmm. And that's just the loyalty part. But the other part I wanted to get into about friendship and stuff like that is, you know, you have those friends. You also have friends that take like vultures. They take and don't give back. Like, you know, you ever been around people, you know what I'm saying? You always paying for shit. Or they always ask you to borrow shit. And you got it, so you're doing it out of kindness of heart, because you thinking that's your homie, but you ain't never getting that in return. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of times, that can also become a burden on you, because it come a burden because some people help out their friends when they can't even help out themselves. Mm-hmm. And then you kind of put yourself on the back burner because you're trying to make sure your friend's straight, but you not making sure you straight in the process, and they've showed you in the past that they're not gonna make sure you straight. So I feel like even with that part of the friendship, if you can't help yourself, you don't need to be helping nobody else. Mm-hmm. And you need to be looking around, and you need to take a step back and look at your friends and be like, you know what I'm saying? If I was down bad, would they do it for me? You know what I'm saying? Because I know we done went through that. You know what I'm saying? So
we all been down bad before.
Yeah, you know, but it's like, it's just give and take and not just give all the time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, boy. How many of your friends call you? Because I know you do this to us all the time, but how many of your friends actually call you, even if it's once a week, twice a month, whatever it is, and actually ask if you okay? Like, mm-hmm. Truly. Because everybody, you can ask somebody, I ask both of them right now if they okay. And they'll both say, yeah. Camera off, I literally look both of them in the eyes and be like, nah, are you really okay? Like, because you could feel the vibe. You could tell when your friends aren't okay. They get off the phone too quick. They don't want to have a conversation, this and that. You could just tell when their life is, like, they going through something. Their life ain't fucked up, but it's beating them up right now. And it's just like, how many of your friends really call you and actually ask if you really good? Like, the bad part about it, your friend will literally call you. I got some of them. Will call me, ask me for money. And that's it. They'll be like, hey, how you doing? Cool. Great. Bow. I need da 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 da. You got it? And I'll be like, yeah. Sometimes I'm not even gonna cap. I may lie and be like, yeah, I got it. Never send that shit. Sorry. But
I mean, that's not lying. You got it. You just ain't gonna give it to him.
That part. It benefits me more than it benefits you, for real, for real. So it's just like, they will literally call you, ask for something, and won't really even check in with you. And it could be out the blue. We all know we got them people that call our phones, and you literally look at that name pop up and be like,
what they want,
should I answer this? I feel like you and maybe like two or three other people are the only people who, when you call me, I look at your name and be like, it's either gonna be something stupid, something funny, or he gonna really ask me if I'm okay. It's them three options. Like, that's it. It's never, hey man, I need da 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 da, I need da 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 da. Nah, it's, hey, what you doing? You straight? Are you really good? You okay? All right, bet. And then we just have a normal conversation. Like, we check on each other. That's what a lot of people are missing out on. The ones you say are your friends, really don't even check in with you to make sure you okay. And I'm not gonna cap. You need to reevaluate your friend group. Literally, look at how many friends you got. Because when it's time to go out and go do something, everybody's around you. Everybody.
You know what they say, bro? You should never be able to count your friends like more than on more than one hand.
You're right.
You know, because you can have associates, peers, coworkers that people you cool with. You know what I'm saying? People out of school that you cool with. Fucking party friends, you know, guys that, you know, when you're going out somewhere for, you know, an event, you like, oh, let me invite him. But like, friends is just, it's different, bro. And I had to learn that. I had to learn everybody ain't your friend. Everybody like, don't have their best interest. One of the hardest ways, bro. And I'd probably say I got like three friends. But it's like, I'm cool with that, you know. I don't want any more than that, really. I'll take more peers. Like, we can be cool. I'll dab you up.
The post I saw on Instagram, it said, I don't have six people that can carry my casket, but I do know I got one motherfucker that won't let that shit touch the ground.
Yeah.
Like, I literally got 2-3 good-ass friends that won't let my casket hit the ground. I got a whole bunch of motherfuckers that can carry it. Everybody's cool with me. Everybody's gonna be there. And that's how you know, like, real friends. Like, everybody gonna show up to your funeral. But how many people asked you, were you okay, or if you were good, or checked on you before your ass ended up in the casket? Like, I know for a fact I got three motherfuckers that's gonna call and make sure I'm straight. And I do the same for them. But everybody's cool. I throw a party, everybody will show up.
Everybody gonna, cause it's a good time.
It's a good time. And it's free food, free this, free drinks, da da da. Everybody's gonna show up. But how many people at that table or at that party really check on you on a daily, on a weekly, monthly basis? I don't even care. I'd rather have a relationship with people where all we do is tell each other happy birthday every year than have some fake ass friends. And that's it. That's
because the happy birthday is more genuine.
It is.
Even though it's once a year, I take that than having motherfuckers in my face only for the good times.
Literally.
And I know it's a hard thing to kind of like have to think about, because sometimes when you actually look back and think about it, it kind of make you reevaluate the friend or that person that you actually thought was down for you is really not. And it take a strong mind to see that I thought like I had you up here. But honestly, your actions and the way that the friendship is going, when I look, like when I step away and think about it, you really down here. And it take you to have that conversation with that person or to leave that person. Because I've had to have that conversation with one of my close friends I grew up with. You know what I'm saying? I called him. I was like, bro, the reason why we don't talk as much, we didn't hang out as much, is X, Y, and Z. I love you. And he said he loved me. But it's just the way that our lives went in different paths, we kind of went astray from each other.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with that. Sometimes you grow away from people. But even when you bring it up to that person or persons, you can either choose to accept what that person is saying and just keep drifting away or come back together. You know what I'm saying? So I know it may be hard for you to want to do that with the type of people or the people that you really love and trust as your friends, but if you want to elevate and, you know, live your life for the better, sometimes you got to, like, reevaluate who you hang around. Because it is true, who you hang around will affect your life.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, whatever you do is nobody else's fault but yours, because you made a decision. But you know what I'm saying? I started smoking weed when I was 16 because my friends were doing it. Not their fault. I saw them doing it. I wanted to do it and be down. I got to live with that decision because at the end of the day, it's my life. I could have looked at them and be like, I love y'all. Y'all my friends. I don't want to do this activity with y'all. But I end up doing it and I liked it and I do it to this day. Not a lot, but I do it occasionally. I had a drink. Friends. I like how it felt. Been drinking. You know what I'm saying? And again, him, he started working out. He could, believe it or not, we both were overweight at one point. Him and his twin brother started working out. They got small forever. I kept saying, man, I don't fuck all that workout shit, bro. I'm straight. I'm still getting bitches. I'm still doing what I want to do. Girls still like me, blah, 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 blah. But then when I really sat back and looked at them, and I'm thinking like, nah.
I'm fat.
I may... Yes, yes, I'm fat. I'm overweight. There's no reason why I'm 17 years old and I'm wearing a size 44 slacks.
There was no reason for that.
Bro. No reason, bro.
Damn, you got up to a 44?
17, I'm wearing a size 44 in slacks, bro. Double X shirts.
Worst part about it, that actually ain't too bad for most people. That's some big ass people out
here. You know what I'm saying? And then like, okay, I'm still getting females, but I'm looking at the caliber of females they get, and I'm like,
damn,
I'm getting bitches, but I'm not getting
bitches.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, so it's not. So I say all that to say, it's not about. It's not everything you see your friends do can be negative. It can also be a positive. And it can, and then when you do that positive, it can all, it can open doors for more positives. Because I saw him and his twin brother work out. They got right. I started working out, got down to 225 pounds, and now I'm sponsored by Herbalife Nutrition. All because I saw a friend do something that I wanted to do that wasn't for the negative. Like, And drinking and weed is not negative. It's only negative if you make it dictate your life.
If you turn it into
but
an addiction.
But I'm saying there's positive, there's pros to also following your friends. They got into fitness. I got into fitness. Now I'm sponsored by Herbalife. I got a, you know, I have a page on Instagram about fitness. And, you know, I got a little following on there. You know what I'm saying? So, and that was because I chose to follow positives that my friend were doing and react. Like, even him, he good with money. He good with credit. He told me to get my first credit card. I wasn't even thinking about credit. I got my first credit card. I started from zero. Got all the way up to a 790 because he told me to. You know what I'm saying? That's the type of people you want around you. People that want, they want to build you. He taught me about paying for shit on time. He taught me about debt, everything. But I didn't... My dad didn't teach me about it, not, and there's nothing wrong with that, but it's just the fact that, like, and the thing is, my dad could have said something about it, but you don't really listen to some shit until somebody that you really respect, and I respect my dad, but sometimes you just don't hear it the same way from your parent that you'll hear from somebody else. But when he said it to me, I heard everything. When he was explaining fitness to me, how he felt, I heard everything. So it's just about, you know what I'm saying? Your friends need to be positives for you like that. Instead of always having you in shit or in negative situations all the time. You know what I'm saying? So just sit back and look and think like, are they a burden to my life? Or are they like elevating me? Can I have a good time with them? And they also gonna point me out on my bullshit? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That's the type of people you want around you. You know what I'm saying? Damn, bro. We in here preaching today.
Yes, man.
And these mics finna melt with this hot fat today, boy.
And I even added, too, like one thing about us three sitting on this damn couch right now. It does not matter where you start at all. We all had different starting points in our life. But when we actually sat down that day, we did dinner. And actually relate on how much our lives are the fucking same.
Yeah.
Just in different, just like, different ways. Man, you talk about people from three different backgrounds who went through the same shit just in different times of their lives.
Yeah.
And when you sit down and you relate to that, and you be like, damn, I really, like, especially the first time I met him, I was like, I don't know if we're going to really hit it off like that. But when we actually started talking, I was like, damn, we got more in common than I fucking thought. Like, this, he really liked me. Like, grew up the same at everything. Like, you surround yourself with people who are just like you, for real, for real. And actually want the best for you because they've been through the same shit as you.
Bro, it's like a gravitational thing, bro. Like, when I meet people in my life, like, and it don't mean that they're bad people, but, like, if I'll meet somebody that, like, how you said, like, we've all gone through the same shit, like, there's a certain look in your eye, like a certain,
like an aura,
demeanor that I can tell you've seen the same shit I've seen. You've been around the same shit that I've seen. And it's like, if you haven't, it's like, you know, we can be cordial, but you're not really finna get me that on part. Like a deep level.
And that's not nobody's fault.
Yeah. At all. Yeah.
It's not
yeah.
nobody's fault.
Yeah. Like, you know, if things have been easier in one way, it's, you know, they can be harder in the other. Shoot, we discussed that one of the weeks on here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it don't mean that you haven't seen, you know, anything, but just not the same, you know. And, you know,
yeah.
it's kind of interesting how people, it's kind of like tribe, like people that have been through similar shit are going to just gravitate towards each other, you know. Like, since I've been at college, it's literally like, I don't know how, bro, but like I've met two people since I've been there in like really intimate classes that like are also veterans.
Mm.
And I don't know how I knew, but it's just like I like walked up to one dude, like I looked him up and down and I was like, hey yo bro, like you were in? And he was like, yeah. Yeah. And it's just kind of like, you know,
you just know, bro.
And it's weird because it's literally as soon as you look at somebody, you'd be like, yeah. And you walk up to them and it's that hunch feeling that's just like always correct. And you like, in the conversations you will start with somebody after like not knowing them at all, you'd be like, damn, that conversation, just you simply walking up to somebody could lead to an hour, 2 hour conversation. And when I say I'd be feeling like such an old head when I meet somebody that comes from like the same background as me and we start talking, I'd be like, well, damn, I definitely missed what I was supposed to do today. Like, I've been sitting yeah, here talking to you for 2 hours.
Yeah.
And it was just like good conversations, good catching up with somebody you've never met before. You like just walk up and introduce yourself. It's like the weirdest but best feeling ever, because you can meet lifelong friends that way. And you're looking at three of them sitting on the couch right now. Like, all it took was me walking up to him one day and just, hey, what's your name? Like, hit it off from there. And then 10 years later,
gave you handcuffs.
Yeah, and they did it sneakily. They didn't even want to tell me what it was for.
Hey,
it went from meeting to I just see a right box foot, flying bro. In the air. Handcuffs. The fuck you need handcuffs for, man?
Hey, man, we keep that disclosed.
Exactly.
We keep that disclosed.
But that goes into the next point. Our next and final point. Because you said three different backgrounds, but it brought us together. So, a lot of times, you know, some people kind of put themselves in different environments depending on, like, their status or what they've been through. And a lot of times, you know, when I think about, like, for example, us three, you know what I'm saying? Like, for example, like, you came from, like, the suburban area. You know what I'm saying? So you were, you know, like financially stable, but maybe not mentally and physically stable, if that makes sense. Like, that's safe to say?
Yeah.
Okay. And like for me, I'm from, you know, like a hood type of area, but growing up, my parents made sure I was mentally stable. And you kind of got the best of both worlds because you grew up starting off in like a hood type area,
mm-hmm.
and then you now ended up in the suburbs by the time you graduated high school.
Yeah.
So it's like we come from one or the other and he comes from both, but it didn't change our mindset into us being able to connect with each other. And I think it takes a mature mind to do that, because he could have seen me at, because we met at church in 2012. So he could have seen me at church and seen how the way I was acting and my aura. He could have been like, I don't mess with that. Like, I'm going to stay over here.
Yeah.
Or I could have seen, because when I met him, he was already out of the hood area and to like the suburban area. So he could have seen me and I could have seen him and be like, damn, he act snobbish. Like, he act boozy. I ain't trying to fuck with all that. And that would have been the ignorance out of the three of us. And he could have seen me and been like, man, this nigga ghetto. Like, you know what I'm saying? You know, I ain't on that. Like, I'm trying to be up here and he's still down here. You feel me? And that could have been like the ignorance that all three of us could have had with each other. But all it took was like all of us being open to like, you know, wanting to know the each other's mindsets that have nothing to do with where we came from. Because I was staying in the hood when I met him, and him and his brother used to come from their, their status in life to come where I was, and they still had a good time. You know what I'm saying? So, and even him, like, I was raised in an apartment my whole life. When I met him, he was in a beautiful home, and I could have been there, and I could have felt out of place and discouraged because I didn't know what that felt like. You see what I'm saying? And he could have made it seem like, damn, nigga, you don't need to be here. You can go. But he made me feel comfortable. And I feel like also in this now in times, what I've seen is a lot of times people only surround themselves with people that's in their same boat, not knowing that you can make some wonderful relationships and wonderful friends and even relationships like marriage and stuff like that with people that's not even in your same circle.
Yeah, because people, you know what I'm saying? People go through so many different boats on their path to life, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, I am a college student right now, right? Yeah. I work a job, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was active duty, and now I'm in the reserves. I don't, like, only hang out with people that are in the reserves, or only hang out with active duty vets, or only hang out with college students.
Yeah.
Like, all the people that I surround myself with, like, along the way, like, at some point, they were somewhere where I was. It could have been before or after, you know? Like, I have friends that have already done school, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'll never be in school with them, but they have done it, you know? Now they're at a status that's higher than me. But, you know, I don't feel out of place because I, you know, I understand that on my path in life, like, I'll get there eventually, you know? So it's kind of, like, really just, like, not, like, with, like, all three of us, like, you know, I think, like, we're, like, a great example of just not, like, judging people. Like, just thinking of where someone is right when you meet them as who they are, you know? Mm-hmm. Because, you know, there's just different levels to shit, you know? Like, you go through different things at different times. Like he was saying, we've all been through shit, but, you know, at different times. Like, I couldn't relate to a lot of the stuff that you used to talk about. And then I went to active duty, and I was around, you know, a bunch of people that was just acting crazy. And then I call you up, and I'm like, bro, I get it. I get why you don't want to trust people. Mm-hmm. I get why you don't want to talk to people. You know, I learned that at 20 when you learned it earlier, you know. But it's just kind of like, at some point, everybody does learn shit. And, you know, you can't judge a book by its cover.
Mm-hmm. I would say between all three of us, we don't let our past dictate our future.
Yeah.
Like, we've all had trauma. We've all went through things, good, bad. We've all been at the highest of our lives together, and we've all been at the lowest, some of the lowest points of our lives together. But it never dictated. Like, I've never seen y'all without a smile on your face, like, never laughing. Like, always laughing, always joking around. Like, we are still human beings that go through things day in and day out. And we just don't ever, like, talk bad about people. Like, we look at people and we're like, yeah, they could fit. Nah, they can't fit with us. Like, yeah, we're dead honest. We're upfront with each other. Like, and we keep it 100 all the time. Whether we laughing, whether we joking, whether we being serious, we always know there's a time to play, there's a time not to play. And it's just like, we all have been through shit, period. Like, we'll put it that way. But when we come together and we actually talk about some of the things we've been through, that's when I really got the connection between all of us, because we'd be like, damn, you went through that? Yeah, I went through this. It's literally just at a different age, but it still had the same effect on us in the end. And it's just, it makes your friend group stronger. Like, I can look at y'all and be like, y'all are my brothers. Like, we've been through the same thing, no matter what the age was, and we had the same outcome. And it made us the men we are today. And I will tell anybody, the three people sitting on this couch, even though we are 22, I can chill with people who are 22. Nice. I can chill with people who are 40, 60, 80. Doesn't matter what room you put us in, we can relate to anybody in that room.
Yeah.
It does not matter. We can hold any conversation you're having. We can relate. We can conversate. We can teach, and we can learn. Like, it does not matter. We've all been through it, and we are way more mature than our average age group. Like, when I'm around some of us that are 22, even, we know we got them friends, and you just be like,
some babies.
Yeah. I'd be like, no.
And don't get us wrong, we are mature in things, but also,
ain't nobody perfect.
We ain't perfect. Yeah. Like, we still make young people mistakes.
Oh, yeah.
We not trying to sit here and say we perfect, but we just saying, like,
far from.
From, like,
I just failed a stats test. Oh, you know, fucking Friday morning, bro. So I studied for the bitch too. You know?
Side, just because you brought that up. I hate in school, dog. How many times? The toy say,
video, bitch!
How many times have you studied for something that felt like you was gonna go in there?
First and you, question, and you like, huh?
You know, first, like, you really, be like, man, I studied. I'm really gonna go in here. Screwed up, do on, great.
Bro, is I went into it with this military mindset, bro. So I was like doing all the work ahead, and it worked in my last semester because my math teacher allowed us to use our notes on the test. So I would like do all the work like damn near like a week before it was due, and then when I would take the test, I just flip back through the notes like, okay, that's how I did it type shit, like, yeah, whatever, bro. I had like a 95 in that class last semester. In my math class this semester, I didn't know, but she used this little like lockdown browser system, so it watches you. You have to show both sides of your scratch paper, so like you can't use your notes, right? So I hadn't fucking looked at the shit in a week, because I like I finished it, I did my homework, I did what I had to do. I just was like maybe too on my shit. Like I had done it too early, bro.
Yeah.
And so I just like it just sucked, bro. How
bad was the grade?
I got a 60. Like well, actually in college it's considered passing because it's a D.
But
I was just pissed because like if I would have taken it when I finished the homework last week, I got a fucking 85, bro, for sure.
Okay.
Hey, what's the worst grade you ever got? Like, not a zero, but what's, like, the worst failing grade you've ever got?
Fuck, bro.
I think I got, like, a 40.
A 40?
Yeah, bro.
That's the lowest I've gotten. The only reason why I got...
I've been in the 20s before.
And the thing is...
Yeah,
In high school.
I'm about to shit on both of
you. The thing is, I've gotten that 40... So, I say if it was 40 questions, I may have only gotten, like, 15 correct. But the only reason why I got a 40 is because I showed my work on every question.
Oh, so you get partial credit?
So it was like
an
effort grade.
What fucking dumb shit is that, bro?
So,
hey, man, don't hate.
Hey, did you ever have Ms. Roberts when we was in school?
Mm-mm.
All right, so I had Ms. Roberts for stat. Yeah. Our pre-calc, one of them. She gave out a test. Everybody but one student failed that test. And because that one student passed, he got 100. Like, he was smart. Like, Jenny was smart as hell.
Jenny Lynn?
Yeah.
Bro, that's my dog. Yeah.
Smart.
I check on Jenny to this day.
Like, I feel that. Smart as hell.
I check on her to this
only,
day.
Only one that passed that test.
Jenny was cool, bro.
Guess what she gave the rest of us?
That's what?
A .911.
Oh, fuck no. I would have threw my pistol at her head.
Out of 100, and like, she had 150 kids that were in stat. One kid passed that. Jenny was the only one to pass that
Jenny
test.
Was smart.
But she was smart.
I hope she's still doing good, bro. Jenny was my dog. I used to say good morning. I talk to her every day.
Funny, and she was like all the 4 foot. Like Jenny was short.
Was cool, bro.
But she was cool.
Jenny, if you watch the podcast and you seeing this, we love you, bro. You lit, Jenny.
We was all middle and high school.
We fuck with you, Jenny.
Like
real shit.
But yeah, that's the lowest grade I ever got on a test. Was a .911.
But
that's crazy.
But y'all,
that's gonna be it though.
Yeah, we gonna wrap this one up. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully y'all got some good gems out of this one today. You know what I'm saying? But we gonna have this one up soon. You know, if y'all want, you know, questions asked, anything, hit the DM on the podcast.
Yes, sir.
But like I said, we on YouTube, Apple Music. I mean, not Apple. Damn. Apple Podcasts, Amazon, and Spotify. You know what I'm saying? So if you want to. So if you can't.
We on Amazon?
Yeah, we on Amazon. So if you can't watch it on YouTube because you working or you driving, you can hear us, bro. You know what I'm saying? But Other than that, I'm Tori.
I'm Tay.
Jay.
We'll catch y'all next week.
Oh, woo!